The sun has drawn its shade across the azure sky, and the night shrouds its veil about the earth. You may remember what comes next in this poem if you were among the Baltimoreans who, on a night in the 1970s, tuned into radio station WCAO at precisely midnight to listen to Baltimore's first, last, and only radio poetry hour. Those were the opening lines of this show that you didn't listen to so much as go to sleep to. The brainchild of Charles Purcell, John Adamy, and Roland Luttrell, it was an hour of soft organ music, songs like Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, provided by Luttrell playing the organ, over which ever so quietly and sweetly Purcell would read the literature of love. How do I love you? Let me count the ways. Those radio poetry hours with organ accompaniment constituted a soporific that would be the envy of the sleeping pill manufacturers of today. Purcell recalled, "Listeners loved it. Letters poured in, telling us how much the poetry readings meant to them." The show originated from the Parkway Theater on North Avenue, where there was a pipe organ available, end quote. This is the same Parkway that, after being closed some 75 years, has reopened in grand style. The rest of the show's opening words went like this, while the mystic ribbon-like notes of the organ merged with the words of the poet. Plow Broadcasting bought WCAO and shut down the poetry format in favor of rock and roll. Here is the way Charles Purcell bid farewell to his audience on that last show at midnight on some night in 1970 over the strains of Brahms' lullaby. Quote, "Sleep on, dream on, as the night shall fade away, there comes a time for us to say the song is through. This verse we close, so good night, farewell, sweet repose." So, too, that is how we say a belated goodbye to Baltimore's first, last, and only radio poetry hour. Good night and sweet repose.